Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spending a few minutes now with Temple University head football coach Jeff Collins. His squad coming off a tough loss to Houston. Next up, the Owls will travel to ECU in American Athletic Conference play. And coach, let's talk a little bit before we look ahead. Let's look back at the game against Houston. You're in a 20-0 hole. Houston scores coming out of the locker room halfway through the third quarter, and your group at that time really doesn't look like they've got a shot. But to their credit, you really dominated the final quarter and a half, just fell a little short, one possession short. What shifted? What kind of clicked all of a sudden with your group, really on both sides of the football, that they took it to them the rest of the way?
Right. Well, you know, I've said all along that, you know, I think we've got a really good football team. It's young, but they're getting more experience every single week. And the more playing time they get, the more experiences they have, the better they're going to be. And, I think the second half, it just started clicking. I think we've got a tough team. We've got a physical team. They don't quit. The older guys that are in that locker room as the leaders, kind of made sure they willed, the rest of the team, in that second half. And I was really, really proud of them. Obviously came up short, but I think the competitiveness, the run game, I think we popped off about 150 running the ball in the second half. So there's a lot of good things to build on, but just the fact that the team, never quits, never gives up. They've done that the entire season, and, really proud of them. The losses that we've had, those teams are combined 12-2. I didn't even know that until one of our younger guys let me know that yesterday. So we played some really good opponents, and we're just continually striving to get better every single day in what we do. And we just told them that if you keep working, keep following the process, really good things are going to happen. And I think they could see that result of that in the second half. And now we've got to just do it, start fast and finish games like we do.
And you mentioned the running game. I mean, that's so important to what you want to do. And in that second half, you were able to really establish that running game. Just talk about the importance of consistent running the football in your offense.
Right. That was a big emphasis. It's been that way for a couple of weeks, and we've been really close to hitting some runs and getting some consistency moving on offense. But I think everything started clicking. We were getting the IDs in the fronts, recognizing the pressures, getting the thing pushed one gap further. And then once we did get the right ideas, we were able to move guys off the ball. Our running backs did a really good job of just trusting, where the hole was supposed to be and hitting it really, really hard. So you just saw some really tough physical runs, on Saturday. And, was proud of the guys, how they came out and they blocked on the perimeter, the receivers did, and really tried to establish a punishing run game out of some different sets than we've used this year.
You had that crazy stretch, not just quality opponents, but short week after short week. The schedule's kind of all over the place. Now the next month here, right. You really kind of settle into that Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. How big is that, especially with a younger team?
Yeah, I've never gone through that before, three games in 13 days. I've never experienced that. But to our kids' credit, they never make excuses. They just come to work, put the ball down, whatever situation comes up, whatever. How many days of prep we have, we're going to go as hard as we can, have attention to detail and prepare. It was interesting stretch that we had to go through. But, playing prime time, and some unique scheduling, we're willing to do that to promote this conference, to promote our brand. And we know we've got a really good product here in North Philadelphia, and we're really proud of it.
Let's talk about this East Carolina matchup. If you just kind of don't go past the record, they're just 1-4. But if you dig a little deeper, they have played a difficult schedule. They have played explosive teams. What jumps out at you when you first look at the film?
Yeah, I mean, that offensively, I mean, they can spin the ball around. They've got playmakers. They've got a quarterback that has a really good release, puts the ball on time, don't give up a lot of sacks. They complete a lot of passes. So they've got a dynamic, explosive offense. And so we understand, you know, the challenge that we have, you know, there. And you can also, the quarterback can also hurt you with his legs. Defensively, they do a really good job schematically changing things up week to week to take away what teams do at their, you know, do at their very best. They got some older linebackers, some veterans that make the whole thing work on that side of the ball to get everybody lined up so that they can make, you know, those different game plans and packages difficult for offenses. So, and also, you know, Greenville is a tough place to play. It's a great college football venue. The fan base, the student body there is really good. And so we know that getting on the road, we've got to start fast against, you know, what is a hungry, good opponent.
Temple head football coach Jeff Collins joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get ready for the Owls visiting East Carolina on Saturday. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.